lang.
Baby ko.
Do you have plans to go to the Philippines someday?
I guess I like Ariana.
Do you listen to Taylor Swift?
I know the album is 22. 22 is a famous album. Okay, Aki, kinda lang.
Are you ready?
Hi mga titi! Welcome to the Kwentihan Podcast Season 2!
At ngayon, nagbabalik ako, si Junjun Salarson, di ba? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Kwentihan Podcast, at makinig sa Spotify namin kasi kailangan namin ng pera.
Ito na nga. So without further ado, I am Chisusito Chisus doon. Sa akin lang matatanggap is the girl, JP, the Gossip Girl. And for this episode, we have a huge guest. Ito lang nga para sa inyo to guys kasi going international. National lang nga kami. So, for this interview, we have Titus Low. Hi! Yeah,
it's driving.
Hi!
So,
hi.
So for today's
interview...
Yeah, it's okay. So, for today's interview, or tonight's podcast guest, we are going to interview Titus. And of course, before all of that, we gathered a lot of questions from the last week just for Titus. Actually, we gathered hundreds of questions from TikTok, from Facebook, and then from Twitter. So thank you guys so much for sending your questions. And we are very sorry that we cannot choose everyone because there's literally hundreds of questions. But we pick a few questions that is like juicy and fun content. So are you ready, Titus, to answer the questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. But before we start, we also have here in the Zoom his huge fans in the Philippines, Eugene, Poppy, and JD Merhill. Yeah. So let's just spice things up, icebreaker. So Titus, while you are driving, how does it feel at the age of 22 that your career is getting bigger and bigger every day?
It feels promising.
Yeah.
It feels promising to me. Because I see that there is a future to what I'm doing.
Yeah, because I also I think I already know you way before like OnlyFans era. So I think it's really I'm really proud to see how you evolve as a content creator. Like Junjun, we are very proud here in the Philippines. And as a fan fact, you really have a lot of fans here. We are very shocked. We are surprised by the amount of traction that we got just for gathering questions. And now, Junjun, what's the next question?
Titus, do you have plans to go to the Philippines someday?
Actually, I'm considering maybe the end of this year or next year. For a vacation.
Yeah. So if you go here, just contact us. We are free. We are going to tour you here because the Philippines is huge. Especially if you're going to Manila, we are going to tour you just for free. Just contact us.
Most people go to Balkan, Manila, right?
Yeah.
Have you gone to Philippines?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I would love to.
Yeah, just wait for. We are just waiting also for the COVID just go down the case because at the moment there's a lot of COVID cases here. So be safe before you're going here. So I think for the next question we have, this is from a fan named Sam Yonez. I don't know how to pronounce his or her name, but this is actually a fun question. If you're Titus Low, who is Titus High? I think naglag siya. Okay, naglag siya.
Okay po ba tayo?
Corny yata yung tanong, Bet. Kaya na ano siya?
Oo, skip mo.
Okay. He's back. Okay, so let me ask again the question. So this is from Sam Yonis. I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly. Her or his question for you is that if you are Titus Low, who is Titus High?
it's my surname.
Yeah. Okay. So here is another question.
From Carl Jansen. Hi Titus. What is the meaning behind your tattoo?
Initially, it was just for fun. You know, when I got my first tattoo. So as I did more and more, I find it more related to what I like the style of art that I quite like, because I quite like Greek art, and this kind of like very dark art also. So my tattoos are around those themes.
Nice. Okay.
What's your first tattoo?
Yeah, can you point us your first tattoo? He's driving. Baka may mabangga siya. No, he's driving.
It's actually on my arm. On my arm. Some small arm,
Yeah, he's driving. Baka may mababangga siya. Okay, for our next question we have, I don't know how to pronounce his or her name because it's on Chinese letters, but his question is, or his or her question is, do you listen to Taylor Swift? If yes, what's your favorite album and your favorite song from her?
I do listen to Taylor Swift. I don't know the album name. No. I know the album is 22. 22 is a famous album.
22.
Right? Yeah.
22. Yeah. So you're from the Red era. That's from the album Red. So that's a very Taylorist. No, it's a Swiftie. That's what Taylor's fans called. It's Swiftie. Okay, for our next question, we have
Cruel Tepes. Okay, their question is, in the shade of social prejudices, which are mostly hurtful and degrading, and how do you cope up in empowering yourself and shaping the image of sex work?
Can you
JP repeat?
I'm gonna repeat it. Okay. So from according to Cruel Tepes, I don't know how to pronounce her name too.
Yeah.
His or her question is, in the shade of social prejudice, which are mostly hurtful and degrading, how do you cope up in empowering yourself and shaping the image of sex working?
I think just be happy in what you do and just believe in whatever you do. Yeah, as long as you don't do anything that will hurt other people, I guess.
That's true. Next question, Junjun. We have a lot of questions here.
Yeah. Next question is from Justin Kyle Bailro. I don't know how to pronounce that. What was your dream job before you came in like this job?
My dream job. I didn't really have a dream job. I wanted to be like an online influencer or something.
So that's his really his dream from the start. Okay, so this is a question from Prince Jerry Ochoka or Choco, sorry. What is your secret to maintain your eyebrows, because a lot of people are also asking about your eyebrows because it looks healthy, it looks thick.
I did some embroidery. So it's
embroidery. So when did you start having embroidery?
I did it actually almost 1 year already.
My eyebrows is so thin, I cannot do that. Next question, Junjun.
Okay, next.
Okay, next question. From Edron Martinez. So this is like political question. If you had to debunk the law of Singapore showing sexual acts and having intercourse with same gender, what's your statement and opinion would be?
I would say, so I don't really know if what I'm doing is really allowed here in the time to come. So I'm very not sure about how open is Singapore. Being open to same sex people here, you know. So I really don't know what is Singapore take on this. Yeah. Because they are like not very supportive of people who are gay or like people who does sex work. at the moment.
Okay, yeah. So for the next question, this is about pop stars. A lot of your stans is pop star fans too. So Junjun, yeah. Can you read the question?
Okay, from Julius Miguel. Okay, who's that last pop artist you've listened to recently?
Black pop artists.
Like Ariana and Rihanna, Nicki.
Yeah.
I guess I like Ariana.
Ooh. Yeah. What's your favorite song from her?
It's a recent song. The Motif is quite nice. Motif.
Ooh, oh, Motif. Oh, yeah. Tell me what you mode. That's good.
Because it's been on TikTok a lot.
It's on TikTok too here in the Philippines too.
Don't you know I'm Ariana?
No, actually, Junjun is cosplaying a lot of characters. Like, at the moment, if you're wondering why we look like this, we are cosplaying the characters from All of Us Are Dead, the new show on Netflix. So if you're wondering why we look like this, that is the reason why.
Oh, yeah. We're cosplayers.
Yeah, it's a nice show.
For our next question, we have from Krul Tepes. So how do you picture out yourself in the near future if you ever quit sex working?
Actually, I'm doing other content creation as well at the moment.
Yeah.
So I will just say if I don't do OnlyFans or such, I'll just diversify into other fields, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I can't really do OnlyFans because of my case. Yeah. So I'm doing that now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Do you listen to K-pop?
A little bit. And those popular ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what K-pop group are you listening to titles?
Only the popular ones. Like, I heard BTS before. Then I also heard, like, the... Hmm. I also heard Blackpink.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these big names.
Yeah. Okay, so for we are going to go back to the fans' questions again. But before that, it's really popular here in the Philippines to teach foreigners our Filipino language. So I think.
Do you know any Filipino language?
Yeah.
I didn't know the curse word.
Oh.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah. Okay, so now we are going to teach you 5 Filipino language. Yeah. So, are you comfortable to learn at that situation you're driving?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So number 1 is it's salamat. It means thank you. So can you say it? Salamat.
Salamat.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. How about the next word, Junjun?
Okay, our next word is mabuhay. It means alive. Mabuhay. Alive. Yeah.
It means hello too.
Hello. Oh, like
mabuhay.
That.
Oh, yeah, mabuhay. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Okay. Well, our next word we have mahal kita. It means I love you in the Filipino language.
How is it?
Mahal kita.
Ita. Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Next, next word, Junjun.
Okay. The next word is matulog ka na. It means go to sleep.
Matulog ka na, baby ko. Ayun. It long.
Baby ko.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. It's, a lot of people
say
are
that
wanting
that. I will sleep. Am I your? Do you mahal me?
Mahal is love, is it?
Yeah.
Go. Question.
Okay. For the next and final word, we have akin ka na lang. It means please be mine.
Yeah.
Akin ka na.
Yeah, akin ka na lang.
Okay, akin ka na lang.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. Now we taught a lot of Filipino language to titles, and now we are going to tackle like serious topics because a lot of situation that Titan is experiencing right now has also become a trending topic in the Philippines last year. So for context, Titus, there's a huge influencer here in the Philippines that is who is also selling in OnlyFans. I think there's another version of OnlyFans here. I don't know. It's the same. It's like almost the same app, but it's not like the same OnlyFans. Yeah. But because of it, he got backlash. He really got a huge backlash from the whole nation. So I'm not gonna drop his name, but from TikTok to the news outlet, he became a trending topic. And then a whole kind of worms became exposed, like selling nudes are also illegal in the Philippines, and then different mindsets, and then also slut shaming to the sex workers. It really became rampant after this issue, no? So as a firm believer of my body, my choice, and from your experience similar to this, what can you say about the situation?
I think we are a bit of in a similar situation, because I also believe in like my body, my choice kind of thing. Yeah, so I guess I hope the case get better for both of us and we can continue doing what we like in the and what we want without being tied up with the legal aspects of it.
Yeah. Because actually I didn't experience it, but my stance is also like legalized sex work. That is or decriminalized sex work. That's my stand, yeah. And then you know, I also have a platform on TikTok. So when I talked about that topic, a lot of people actually bashed me. I also received the backlash, even though I'm not doing OnlyFans. So do you think that decriminalizing or legalizing sex work can protect the people involved in the industry?
Yeah, I think once it's legalized, it's not really a taboo topic. Then more people will be like open to the idea. You know, there won't be such a bad thing, you know, a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because also here in the Philippines, a lot of people are also speaking up about decriminalizing it. Because I think without decriminalizing it, or I think legalizing it, I think there will be a lot more sex workers who are going to be involved in a like dangerous situation. Yeah. We can talk to your Filipino fans here on in the Zoom. So guys, if you want to open your cam, please open your cameras. Eugene, JD, and Poppy, just open your cam, and this is your chance to question or to ask questions to Titus. Poppy, introduce yourself and then ask your question.
Hello Titus, my name is Mardox Poppy. I have a question. Recently, I've just saw some random article, and it says, and one of them says that you want to collab with Jake Andrich. Yeah. Can you confirm that?
Allows.
I mean, what are your thoughts, or what are your...
I look up to him because he's pretty advanced in the whole industry.
Is that it, Poppy?
Yeah.
Let us now move on to Eugene. Eugene, please unmute your mic.
Sex work is becoming a thing and often talked about in the Philippines. So my question is, since you're in the same circle or same industry, what advice can you give to them, and or maybe just a friendly message?
Right now it's not really legal to do this kind of stuff in the Philippines, right?
I think, as far as I know, it's illegal here in the Philippines too.
My advice is maybe try to stay out of trouble. Maybe move to somewhere else that allows sex work, I guess.
Yeah.
It's something that I would have done.
Is that
especially all? I might consider moving out of Singapore, because it's it really don't really support what I'm doing. So I might consider even moving out of Singapore.
Yeah.
To continue what I'm doing here.
Nice. So
it's illegal in Singapore, right?
Yeah, I know it's illegal because there's a lot of articles about titles facing like a case or something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read a lot of articles about him. First, thank you, Eugene, for sending that question. So, speaking of that illegal stuff on the Singapore. So, how are you doing after that time? It's like it became different after
actually,
that.
Even though my OnlyFans got it's not usable at the moment, but I have more fans. YouTube, TikTok, etc. That I have more fans that are very sympathetic towards me, yeah, because of my whole case.
Yeah, because also as far as I know, Titus is doing a lot of content. I'm seeing a lot of Titus content in my YouTube, like the one you're in the table and then with the other person. I forgot the title for that. It's a good show. Yeah, it's a good show. So how about you, JD? Do you have any questions? Here is JD. So he is the last fan that here in the Zoom. So JD, please open your mic.
Okay.
Hi
Titus, I am JD. I am 22 years old, and I have been watching your videos on YouTube as well as your like guestings in other TV shows. And no worries. And as a content creator myself, like you, but like in a different platform, I just want to ask you, how do you cope up with like whenever you feel burned out from creating too much content or like having the lack of creativity or motivation to create something new?
I guess take a break, hang out with friends, and I think it's okay to take a break, you know, just like recharge your mind, then maybe have some collapse. Yeah, it's something new.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, collapse will be nice.
Yeah, thank you so much to our wonderful Filipino fans here in the Zoom for asking questions to Titus. I think it is now time to somehow wrap things up. But anyways, Junjun, do you have any follow-up questions?
What can you say about your like old self, Titus? Your old self, like yourself from 10 years ago, like that.
Oh, my old self. I would say I wouldn't be as daring and confident as I am now. Right now, because back then I wouldn't have the confidence to do things that I wanted to do, you know.
For our final question, we have from Paolo Brecht. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I think that's it. I think this is to wrap things up. What is the most hurtful and sweetest word you ever received?
Hurtful and sweetest word. Hurtful. I guess when someone called me like betting, like example, like cheap is pretty hurtful. Yeah. Sweetest thing I think would be I think genuine is pretty.
Oh, okay, it's genuine, nice. Okay, so Titus, again, thank you so much for accepting our invitation here. I hope you enjoyed your talk with us, because we really gathered a lot of questions from your Filipino fans. And to sum things up, your Filipino fans loves you, and that's a lot of that's from the questions that I have. Like, they want to say that they are supportive in your career, and then they love you whatever you do in life.
Yeah, thank you too.
Well, again, thank you so much, Titus, for accepting our invitation to be our guest in the Kwentihan Podcast Season 2. Yeah. And we hope you enjoyed. And any last words for your Filipino fans here in the Philippines?
Thanks for supporting me, and I'll create better content for all of you.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, thank you so much to the very wonderful people who sent your quest, who sent their questions to Titus and to our Filipino fans here in the Zoom meeting that we invited. Thank you so much for your participation. You. And again, before we end, please don't forget to subscribe here in the Puentihan Podcast YouTube channel or Spotify. And please, if you want to collab with us, just email us at kthpodcast@gmail.com for any collaboration and stuff like that. And again, Titus, you may promote your social medias.
Let's link my Instagram page here, Titus Low. Yeah. You can just find me. My socials are there. Yeah.
And yeah, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is me, TCC to TCC on. Sa akin lang matatanggap, this is your girl, JP, the Gossip Girl. And kasama ko si...
Junjun Salarston. Ayan, at ito ang The Quintihan Podcast.
Bye! Thank you guys so much for watching.